From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo asked Asian to remain vigilant against wave of crisis. Indonesia gets appreciation from Universal Periodic Review or UPR participating countries. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged the Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, to remain vigilant against the wave of crisis that is currently engulfing the world. Despite the wave of crisis, ASEAN has still shown positive economic performance, he noted while addressing a meeting between ASEAN leaders and the ASEAN Business Advisory Council, ASEAN BAC, in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Thursday. President said, according to a press statement released by the Presidential Secretariat's Press Bureau, that efforts must be made to strengthen ASEAN's economic resilience. This will require the implementation of countermeasures and adaptive microprudential government policies to stabilize the financial system and stimulate economic mobility. Indonesia got appreciation for the achievement of human rights development in the country. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli, to reporters after attending the 4th UPR Forum in Geneva. Minister Yasona Lauli said Indonesia got appreciations when submitting a report on the promotion and protection of human rights in the 4th Universal Periodic Review at the UN Human Rights Council, Geneva. In a virtual statement from Geneva on Wednesday, Yasona Lauli said that appreciation was given for the commitment to continue to advance the achievement of human rights to Indonesia's efforts to revise the criminal code of law. For example, in terms of commitment to continue to advance achievement, expand access to health and education, eliminate violence against women, to efforts to revise the criminal code of law. In addition to appreciation, in the UPR forum, Indonesia also noted a number of criticisms submitted by other participating countries. According to Yasona Lauli, a number of criticisms and recommendations were made regarding the issue of the death penalty, the optional ratification of the Anti-Torture Convention Protocol, provisions to the Criminal Code of Law, issues of freedom of religions and expressions, issues of protections of the rights of women, children and disabilities, as well as issues related to Papua. According to him, however, Indonesia accepts this criticism and recommendation and will make corrections to improve the promotion and protection of human rights in the country. It is because somehow there is no country which perfectly realizes human rights building, not even European and American countries. Furthermore, Yasona Lauli, who became the head of the Indonesian delegation in the 4th UPR, said that Indonesia would consult all of the recommendations before they were decided to be supported or recorded. Previously, in the 3rd UPR in 2017, Indonesia decided to support 167 of the total 225 recommendations submitted. Yasona loudly emphasized that the Indonesian government is committed to continuing to strive to achieve national development goals, including development in the field of human rights. Besides Indonesia, at the UPR trial in November 2022, there were 13 other countries that also presented UPR, namely Algeria, South Africa, Brazil, the Netherlands, Bahrain, Ecuador, Finland, the Philippines, India, England, Morocco, Poland, and Tunisia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, head of the Tourism and Creative Economy Agency Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, is optimistic that the level of foreign tourist arrivals to Indonesia will continue to increase. Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno, which was held in a hybrid manner at the Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta on Thursday afternoon, revealed that until September 2022, the number of foreign tourists reached 2.4 million. The number of foreign tourist arrivals in September 2022 increased significantly by 10.8%, or reaching 538,000 visitors compared to the same period in 2021. This means that this September will continue a very positive trajectory. With this achievement in September 2022, the total number throughout 2022 is 2.4 million visitors. Sandiaga Uno added the target of the upper limit of 3.6 million foreign tourist visits this year can be met, if the number of visits of 500,000 tourists per month can be maintained until the end of the year. The five largest countries from which foreign tourists come are Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, India, and the UK. Indonesia recorded a transaction of 738.82 billion rupiah at the World Travel Market London 2022. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, head of Tourism and Creative Economy Agency Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno at the Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta on Thursday, said that the achievement of Indonesian participation in one of the world's largest tourism exchanges on November 7-9, 2022, exceeded the target of 322 billion rupiah.
Pavilion Wonderful Indonesia, arealnya cukup strategis.
The Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion is strategically located in the most visited places. We facilitate 36 Indonesian tourism businesses consisting of 22 travel agencies and 14 accommodations or hotel industries. And the results obtained are fantastic because they are far above the target of 38,300 packs with a value of 738.82 billion rupiah. Sandiaga Uno further explained, in the world trade market, there are three things that Indonesia put forward, namely, Indonesia succeeded in becoming one of the countries that come out of crisis and inflation pressures, policies taken to accelerate the recovery of the tourism sector, which was good and even become best practices for other countries. And the last one is the transformation of marketing strategies that are tailored to the market and priority destination programs. Let's move on to the international news, where the UN Environment Watchdog said on Friday it will launch a public database of global methane leaks detected by space satellites, part of a new program to encourage companies and governments to curb emissions of the powerful greenhouse gas. The system dubbed MARS, or Methane Alert and Response System, will build on a pledge signed by 119 countries since last year to cut methane emission by 30% this decade, a goal scientists says is crucial to averting extreme climate change. The MARS system will rely on existing network of space satellites to spot methane plumes around the globe, estimates how big they are, and identify the company or government responsible. UNEP's International Methane Emissions Observatory will then share information about the leak with whoever is responsible in the hope they will find the cause of the leak and repair it. Carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels, the main driver of climate change, are on track to rise 1% in 2022 to reach an all-time high, scientists said on Friday at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt. Emissions from oil, fueled by the continuing rebound in aviation, will likely rise more than 2% compared to last year, while emissions from coal, thought by some to have peaked in 2014, will hit a new record. To achieve the ambitious Paris target, global greenhouse gas emissions must drop 45% by 2030 and be cut to net zero by mid-century, with any residual emissions compensated by removing CO2 from the atmosphere. Oil prices picked up on Friday after a milder-than-expected U.S. inflation data reinforced hopes that the Federal Reserve will slow down rate hikes, boosting chances of a soft landing for the world's biggest economy. Prices were still set to show a decline for the week after COVID-19 cases in the top oil importer China jumped, raising fears of weaker fuel demand. Still, prices were headed for a weekly decline of over 4% due to rising U.S. oil inventories and fears of weakening demand in China due to Beijing sticking to its zero-COVID strategy, both of which CMC Markets analyst Tina Tang described as a major bearish factor. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on expectation from the Asian Summit in Phnom Penh.
Today's commentary is on expectations from the ASEAN Summit in Phnom Penh. The leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, are currently gathering in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, to attend the 40th and 41st ASEAN Summits, which is being held in the form of a plenary and retreat from November the 8th until 13th. In the plenary session, the summit discusses strengthening institutional capacity and ASEAN effectiveness. As for the retreat, there are two major issues, namely ASEAN relations with external parties, including the external challenges faced by ASEAN. From this Cambodian meeting, it is hoped that there will be an announcement of the ASEAN-India Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, which will focus on cooperation related to the blue economy, health, and implementation of the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific, as well as cooperation with sub-regional organizations in the Indian Ocean Dialogue. Then there will also be a joint statement related to the implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific with Australia, which is focused on the implementation of four priorities, including engagement with the Pacific region. But the most crucial issue is the problem of Myanmar. ASEAN leaders are expected to be able to take a stand and take steps in responding to the situation in Myanmar, especially considering the lack of commitment from the Myanmar military in following up on the five-point consensus that was agreed upon at the ASEAN leaders' meeting in Jakarta in April last year. Namely, calling for an end to violence, dialogue with all stakeholders, appointing special envoys to facilitate mediation and dialogue, allowing ASEAN to provide humanitarian assistance to Myanmar people, and allowing ASEAN special envoys to visit and meet with stakeholders in Myanmar. It has been more than a year since the consensus was agreed, but the Myanmar military junta government has not shown any real progress in implementing the points contained in it. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, who was also in Phnom Penh, said that despite ASEAN's disappointment with the lack of progress on the follow-up to the five-point consensus by the Myanmar military, ASEAN would continue to give priority to helping the people of Myanmar, including through humanitarian assistance. Retno Marsudi also said that ASEAN had taken extra efforts. The results will only be seen if there is a commitment by the Myanmar military to follow up the five-point consensus. Currently, the ball is entirely in the hands of the Myanmar military, whether they will change for the better with the help of the other ASEAN countries, or will they maintain the existing situation. It is hoped that the ASEAN leaders' meeting and the ASEAN leaders' meeting with the dialogue partners in Cambodia will be able to help resolve Myanmar's domestic problems. In addition, this meeting is also expected to be a good momentum for the launch of a comprehensive strategic partnership between ASEAN and the United States, ASEAN and India, and ASEAN and Australia. That was commentary today.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with November 11, 1918, Polish Independence Day. On November 11, 1918, Poland was able to regain its independence, citing www.gov.pl after being liberated from Fort Magdeburg. On that day, Joseph Piłsudski took over military command of the Region Council. 3 days later, he became the highest authority on civil affairs and eventually became commander of the Polish Armed Forces. That day, after 123 years of colonialism, Poland became a sovereign nation and was internationally recognized by other countries. Turning to November 11, 2004, Yasser Arafat passed away. Yasser Arafat spent the last month of his life hiding in a former battle complex in the city of Ramallah. Citing Tempo.co, the Institute for Radiation Physics of the University of Lausanne Hospital stated that Arafat fell seriously ill about 4 hours after eating on October 12, 2004. Since then, Yasser Arafat has not recovered. The Palestinian leader died at the Percy Military Hospital near Paris. Arafat died aged 75 on November 11, 2004 after complaining of stomach pains. Yasser Arafat was declared dead of a blood disorder. I'll end today in history with November 11, 2011, the opening of the 26th SEA Games. Indonesia hosted the 26th Southeast Asia Games. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono opened the opening ceremony themed Sriwijaya, a Golden Peninsula at the Gelora Sriwijaya Stadium, Jakabaring, Palembang. In his opening remarks, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said the Southeast Asian Games event was a real step to strengthen the togetherness of countries in the Southeast Asian region, especially in the field of sports. About 16,000 spectators watched the opening ceremony. The 26th SEA Games were held in Jakarta and Palembang from November 11 to 22, 2011. The overall winner of the 26th Southeast Asian Games was Indonesia. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
through your eyes. You're so funny when you talk about all the mistakes I've had done. Now I know the silly truth that you're hiding all this time. You hate me when I hate you. When we miss each other,
listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy, Erlangga Hartarto, received a visit from the Ambassador of South Korea to Indonesia, Park Tae-sung, in Jakarta. In the meeting, Erlangga Hartarto expected the cooperation between the two nations could increase, mainly in energy transition, health and digital economy. In an official statement received by Antara on Tuesday, Minister Erlangga said, currently, South Korea ranked 7th with the biggest investment realization in Indonesia for January to September 2022 period with $1.66 billion investment and 4,016 projects. This investment, according to Erlangga, contributed greatly in industry development and employment in Indonesia. The two also discussed the Indonesia-Korea Business Roundtable and MOU signing on digital economy. The MOU will be signed by Minister Erlangga and the South Korean Minister of Trade, Industry and Energy amid the G20 summit in Bali. Minister Erlangga anticipated the MOU since it can be a basis for a wider digital economic sector cooperation and as well as for private digital economic sector cooperation development in the two countries. Minister Erlangga also appreciated the completions of the Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and encouraged the agreement to be implemented in January 2023.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis, kamu membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu. Karena takut padamu.
Ula la 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 la, aku jatuh cinta. Ula la 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 la, padamu. Ula la 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 la, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, luluh kepada
kau begitu lucu, tersipu malu. Kegetarku padamu.
Ula la 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 la, aku jatuh cinta. Ula la 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 la, padamu. Ula la 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 la, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku. Ula la 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 la, aku jatuh cinta.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Taman Mini Indonesia Indah is an Indonesian culture-themed recreation area in Jakarta. This park has some collection of Indonesian cultures, which includes various aspects of the daily life of the Indonesian people. They are displayed in traditional architectural pavilions, all kinds of costumes, dance, and regional traditions. Moreover, Taman Mini Indonesia Indah becomes one of the locations used for the upcoming G20 Summit from November 15 until 16, 2022. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, as the icon of Jakarta, has also undergone renovation since the beginning of the year to be ready for welcoming the G20 heads of states and other delegates. The renovation of Taman Mini Indonesia Indah are divided into three zones. The first one, with the theme Indonesia Classic, includes the arrangement of the main gate area, the renovation of Sasono Main Gate, South and North Plaza, Gajah Mada Plaza, Pancasila Monument, Keong Emas, Sasono Utomo, Sasono Langgeng Budoyo, Sasono Adiguno, Indonesia Museum, and the first floor of the management building as micro, small, and medium enterprises booth. The second one with the theme Arsitektur in Nusantara, which has the touch of solar culture and tradition, includes the renovation of roads and pedestrians' paths in the inner ring area, Boulevard Nusantara Plaza Amphitheater, and promenade around Archipelago Lake. The last one with the theme Indonesia Kini Modern includes the handling of roads and pedestrian paths in the outer ring area. Besides renovating the three zones, this revitalization is also focusing on the initial concept of Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Master Plan by developing 70% of the green areas and 30% of the buildings. So, less needed buildings will be demolished for green areas. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Public Works and Housing, Endra S. Atmawijaya, said that the ministry hoped that Taman Mini Indonesia Indah could be used as a recreational area and social activities for local people. Meanwhile, President Director of In Journey, Doni Oscaria, previously said that Taman Mini Indonesia Indah would be the ultimate showcase of Indonesia. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah will be revitalized and applying the concept of Indonesia Opera, which represent the diversity and abundance of regional potency and the culture of Indonesia in a modern and inspiring way. Now, the entire renovation process has been finishing and ready for welcoming the G20 summit. The completion of the renovation will be inaugurated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today, highlights. Lecturer of University of Indonesia's Engineering Faculty received an international award in Belgium. Listeners, a lecturer of Engineering Faculty at the University of Indonesia, Professor Ganjar Kiswanto, received an award from the ONJ Peters Grant for Development Cooperation 2022 during the World Congress of Micro and Nano Manufacturing 2022 in Leuven, Belgium. This award encouraged him to create better research that can have a global impact. The award was given to Professor Ganjar for his past research achievement that met the requirement of ONJ Peters Foundation. The foundation was founded in 1986 after the prestigious George Schlesinger Award for Professor Jacques Peters given by the Senate of Berlin. The ONJ Peters grant focuses on several sectors such as manufacturing, dimensional metrology, precision engineering, production management, mechatronic robotics, medical technology, and sustainable production. There are three categories in the ONJ Peters Grant. The first is a postdoctoral scholarship for research at KU Leuven for 3 to 12 months. The second is funding for a research or education project in developing countries with support from the Machinery Engineering Department at KU Leuven. While the third one is a grant for young academics in developing countries with a PhD from KU Leuven. From the three categories, Professor Ganjar achieved the second category. One of his research that received the award was the development and creation of 5-axis micromilling conducted along with his students. This machine has the level of accuracy and precision equal to the products of famous industries. But Professor Ganjar and team can produce the machine with high quality but with a lowered price, around 1 per 10 of it or even less. That's miscellany.
Lips to lips.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali. The song narrates a woman's feelings who has loved a man for a long time, but she cannot express her feeling and love to the man. Here is Dini Aditama with the regional song from Central Java, entitled Banyu Kali.
Yeah.
You're so funny when you talk about all the mistakes I've had done. Now I know the silly truth that you're hiding all this time. You hate me when I hate you. When we miss each other,
semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu. Membuat diri ini du-adu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua. Menarik, membuatku terhipnotis kamu. Membuat raga ini du-adu dalam hati ini.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.